If we're stuck for time, we can both tell our stories at the same time, side by side. Not to confuse people at all. Mine's a very short story. This will be very quick. I'm from Ireland. But as my mother says, nobody's perfect, you know? Sorry about that. My father was an electrician when I was younger. He worked in a local factory, a tire factory, when I was growing up. So that meant I never really seen him growing up. I don't mean that in a sad kind of way. It's just that he would get up early in the morning before I got up, and he would come home late. He worked at like 14-hour days or whatever. And this is during the 80s in Ireland, when the big recession, the whole lot. And it was really tough times, you know, for him, not for me. I had a wonderful childhood. That was his problem, basically. But I never really got to see him that often. And I always was trying to connect with him, you know, trying to spend time with him whenever I could, you know. But I rarely ever seen the guy. When I was about 11, I remember going into the kitchen, and he was sitting on the chair watching TV. And I says, this is it. I'll try and connect with him some kind of weird way, whatever. And I had a train set up in the attic. And I was building this train set piece by piece. I was really obsessed with Michael Jackson when I was younger. And I could do all the dance moves badly, really badly. And I would earn a pound, one single pound, every time I danced for my relatives that came to the house. And they would laugh at me because I was so bad. But I would take that money and I'd start building this train set, you know. So I took the train set down and I put it on the kitchen table right beside his head. And I says, I'm going to play with this train set and I'm going to try and get him involved in the train set because he's an electrician and it runs on electricity and somehow I'll pretend to break it or something. So I'm playing with the train set and there were two loose wires. And if I jiggled the two wires, the train set would go twice as fast as normal and make this burning smell. And I was like, this will get his attention. But whatever I'd done, I got a shock, you know. And I was like, ah, like this. And I let this kind of a yelp. And I farted at the same time. I was like, ah, like this, you know. And my dad, he was watching TV. He was watching horse racing or something boring. I was never into sports, but he was watching some sport anyway. And I was like, ah, the whole thing. And he was like, he lost it. He thought it was the funniest thing. He was like, ah, like this, you know. And I was like, this fucking hurts, man, you know. And he goes, I didn't say fuck because he would have killed me. But he said something very strange. He says, oh, you got ginked. I says, I don't know what that means. He goes, you got ginked, you know. I says, what's that mean? And he goes, that's what me and the lads say in the factory if you get electrocuted or a little shock like that. It says, you got ginked or I was ginked or something, you know. I was completely confused, but I was kind of like, okay. And I felt kind of like, well, there's a connection right there, you know. I got ginked, just like him and his friends in the factory, you know. So that was great, you know. So I kind of felt good about that. And then I didn't see him for a few days. My dad used to do these things called nixers. It's Irish slang. I don't know if it's Irish slang. Maybe you say it here. It's outside of work, he would go and do work on the side, you know, cash in hand type thing. And his thing was selling doorbells because he lived in social housing. And the only thing they forgot to put in the houses were doorbells. And my dad, being industrious, he was like, well, I'll just sell them doorbells, you know. So he used to go around the house and stay together selling doorbells. But he never used to make any money because he was terrible with money, you know. But he got this really good nixer. It was a really good job. He had to rewire part of a local community college because the electrician before him was even worse than my dad. My dad's a pretty bad electrician. But this was the one gig he was going to actually make money doing, you know. And I always remember being in the gym and there was a fuse box way up high in the wall and he was on this kind of step ladder, you know. And I'm watching him and he used to take me on these little kind of gigs or whatever. And the headmaster is standing beside him, and he's shining a light into the fuse box. And he says, yeah, it's just, you know, you turn this light on, and, you know, this light goes off, and you turn that light on, that radio comes on, I don't know what the fuck's going on. And my dad's like, oh, yeah, and he's sticking a screwdriver, and I'm there, like, looking at him like this, minding the toolbox. And there's an explosion in the fuse box, and this sparks goes everywhere, and this big blue flash, you know, and he flies off the ladder. And as he's in kind of, like, midair going back, I just remember the headmaster going, Jesus Christ, you know. And my dad lands on his back and slides for a few feet and just stays still. And it's, you know, kind of fumes coming off him. His hair was all scorched to one side. He was in a bad way, you know. And the headmaster was like, Jesus Christ. And I was like 11. I was like, I got this. Don't worry about it. And I went over and I knelt down beside my dad. And to this day, I think his eyes were looking in different directions. And I looked into his face and I said, you got ginked. Don't worry about it. You got ginked, you know. My father put his hand on my back and he brought me in close to him. And he had his little smile on his face and he said three words I'll never forget. And he looked at me and he said, call an ambulance. I was like, I felt a connection there, you know. About a month later, he gave up being an electrician. He started teaching electrical science at a local community college, and that was it. He never got electrocuted again. But I feel a bit closer to my dad because of that, you know? Thank you.